Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Riverfront Park in Glastonbury. The elimination bracket begins here in the Connecticut Twilight League playoffs. We bring you one half of tonight's doubleheader, and then game two will be starting promptly 8 o'clock, or at least whenever this game comes to a close. Tonight, game one of the playoffs, it'll be the New Britain Hurricanes taking on the Glastonbury Pirates. Pirates finishing last in the league. New Britain, not quite. New Britain playing a good season. It looks like today they'll be starting off Rufino Santiago, number 15. Not exactly the first choice, I believe, that they would have gone. They're not pitching what I was told is their best guy, but they'll start Rufino here. Last time we saw the Hurricanes, they were taking on the Arch 2 Bar and Grill Indians. That game ended well for the Hurricanes. That ended in their favor as they pulled off a walk-off. And the Pirates here standing in today. Coming off what could be said is not their greatest season. So they start in as the away team today. So they start up as the away crew. And they are settled in and ready to go. It'll be number 44 who's going to open things up. It's going to be Josue Lopez as we enter the top half of the first inning. It's the Pirates. It's the Hurricanes. It's playoff baseball here from Glastonbury, Connecticut. So the Pirates wearing the... It'll be the Pirates wearing the red and blue jerseys with white lettering and a white trim along the sleeves. Hurricanes wearing the red jerseys, white trim, and gold lettering. Hurricanes playing as the home team this evening. So Lopez, I believe, will get things started, and we're just ready to go here. Or actually, no, it won't be Lopez. It'll be number 13, as he will be getting things going. That'll be Alan Nunez, or Alan Nurez. So Alan will come up to the plate and open things up for this evening's first matchup of the playoffs.
Yes, sir.
So the playoffs getting started here this evening. The thing is for Glastonbury, again, starting off with the elimination bracket today. It's do or die. We'll be back here tomorrow. Same time, 6 o'clock and 8 o'clock for two more games. Those will be the opening to the winner's bracket, or the original bracket that they'll have. And Nunez stands in. And we get set. Ready to go. First pitch on the way will be strike number one. So an 0-1 count to open things up here from Rufino Santiago, number 21. Here comes the 0-1 on the way. Cracks one. It's a high pop-up. The wind gets a hold of it just a little bit, and it'll fall out of play. And that should go as strike number two. So an 0-2 count to open things up, and Santiago doing his best out there on the hill. So Nunez will be followed by Josue Lopez and Ish Bowler, and that one shot out into center field, and he'll come up with it. And one will be put away here in this first inning. So one away, this brings up Josue Lopez. With Lopez standing in. See how this game is going to go. Ish Bolarin batting next. He'll be followed by Dan Beccaro, then Jeff Boyce, Charlie Danaher, Evan Chamberlain, Tyler Rice, and Zach Kloft will be all batting this afternoon. Or this evening here. 6 o'clock start. Actually, no. This game started around 4:50. No. My clock is behind. It started around 5:55. My clock about an hour behind. So 6 o'clock now, and just waiting a little bit. They're looking for something. The catcher trying to fix his mask here. It's So with that, again, we welcome you in the Twilight League playoffs this evening. Pirates-Hurricanes game number one, still a timeout. And so, still waiting on something with the catcher's mask. We'll be right back. So it looks like the catcher is settled back in. So Tuesday, tomorrow, we'll be back here again at Riverfront. That'll be the opening of the winner's bracket. And double elimination, ball number one, to open things up in the second at bat. And right after that, I believe Wednesday, it'll be a split. Four games will happen on Wednesday. Two at Muzzy, two at Riverfront. And we'll see which ones we're going to end up going to. And that one is caught, out number two. And so up comes the third batter. It's Ish Bolarin. So Bolarin comes up to the plate here. The away team, the Pirates tonight. That's strike number one, so good start from Rufino Santiago. Pitch on the way. Shot into right field. That will be a hit. So a hit there. And so, getting set. Fourth batter of the inning, Dan Beccaro. Takes ball number one, Beccaro. And the pickoff attempt, he'll be safe. Runner on first, one hit tonight. And the pitch. Inside, he ducks away. Ball two. Santiago attempting to settle in here. Santiago going to try and settle in with a 2-0. Here comes the 2-0 pitch. Runner on the way. Called a strike. The throw is high. And he gets him. So end of the top half of the first, it'll be nothing, with one hit on the board for the Pirates. And so we settle in the bottom half of the first inning. It'll be number 49 who will get the start for the Glastonbury Pirates. So number 49 getting the start for the Pirates. Hurricanes ready. And it'll be Tyler Sear will be starting on the mound. Chris Aleman will start things up here in the bottom half of the first. Chris Aleman. And the Hurricanes, although they did finish bottom four, not really a team to look down on. They did play some good baseball earlier on this season. Again, got that walk-off win to close out the opening series. Strike number one being called. And the Hurricanes with Aleman at the plate. Ball number one being taken. So the 1-1 count. Pitch on the way. Called strike number two. And that'll be called ball two and even up the count. So an even 2-2 count here, top of the first. Clouds getting a little bit darker here at Riverfront Park. Fouls it back into the fence. A beautiful park here in Glastonbury. Home of the Glastonbury Amateur Baseball and Little League, as well as a few high school games for Glastonbury. Here comes the 2-2 on the way. Ball number three, and it's just away from him. So the 3-2 count. Chops it, ground ball. And he will beat out the throw, as no throw is made. And that will put a runner on. And the pitch. That'll be called a ball. So with ball number one, 1-0 count. Runner on first for Aleman. As here is Rafael Garcia. He'll be safe at first. And Garcia at the plate for the Hurricanes. Canes looking again for a big win here. It's win or go home tonight for a lot of these teams. Pitch on the way. And he'll be down at first, and he'll be safe. So safe at second, as there's a stolen base. So a 2-0 count. So a 2-0 count here. Sear trying to settle in with a runner on second. It'll be 3-0 now. So a 3-0 count. One more, and he'll have runners on first and second. I think the opposite of what he wants here. Here's the pitch. Oh, and he hits him. So we'll hit him, and this will bring out Matt. That'll be Matt Martinez to come to bat. Martinez will be followed by Keon Downs. That'll be number 23. We'll follow him. That is Mike. So Mike will come up to bat. His name not on the roster here. It'll be Kenny Noyola, Nestor Velazquez, John Aleman, and I believe number 7. That'll be, I believe, not Donovan Carrasquillo. That one going left field. Runner's going to tag. One away. Both runners tag, and they'll both be safe. It'll be a sack. One away here in the bottom half of the first inning. I believe that'll be Nick Rodriguez, who will bat last. This brings up Keon Downs, number 13. New Britain, an expansion team here today. In their first season of play. Should be here for a few more years. And the pitch. There's it down for ball number one. So as he stares down the first pitch, a 1-0 count. Pitch on the way. Call it strike number one. Sear with one away and two on, both in scoring position. Both in scoring position here. Here's the pitch. Called strike number two. So a 1-2 count, one away, looking for the strikeout is Sear. Pitch on the way. Call the ball. Here's the pitch. I'm going to call another ball and a 3-2 count. So the count is full with one away, two on. In New Britain, bottom half of the first inning, 3-2 count, one away. Glastonbury delivers the 3-2, chopped foul. So that one chopped foul. And that will be called ball four. Bases will be loaded here. Bases loaded. This brings up Mike G. And the pitch, swung on and missed for a strike. So with one away, here's the 0-1. Called strike number two, and he's just looking for that second out. Sear not in a great position. That'll be ball number one. And getting set. Sear delivers the 1-2. Swung on. Ground ball. It'll bounce off of him. A run is going to score. No throw is going to be made. And so this brings up the next batter. It'll be number 17 in Kenny Noyola. A 1-0 score for New Britain as the run scores off the error. Here's the pitch. Ball number one. So with one ball, no strikes, one away. Bases still loaded and a run scored for New Britain. Here comes the 1-0. Drops one down. Shortstop flips to second for one. First, they are going to get two and put away this inning. And so at the end of one, it's 1-0 Hurricanes. And so Dan Beccaro, he will lead things off here for the top half of the second inning. Down by one. Here in the early goings of the first game of the Twilight League playoffs. Here's the pitch. First one to Beccaro is going to be a ball. So he's going to take ball one. Next pitch on the way in the dirt, ball number two. So Beccaro out ahead with a 2-0 count. That'll be called a strike. So strike one. It'll be a 2-1 count now. Nobody on, nobody away. And they'll call that a strike. So 3-2 count. Pitch on the way. Swung on. Ground ball. And he will be out at first base. So out at first, this brings up number 18. Or no, sorry, this brings up number 4. This brings up Jeff Boyce. So Boyce, he'll take ball one to open things up. Next pitch on the way, swung on and missed for a strike. That one is shot, and that'll go in there for a base hit. So a base hit for the Pirates. This brings up Evan Chamberlain. Or no, sorry, this brings up Charlie Danaher. Danaher at the plate, Chamberlain on deck. Then it'll be Rice and Kloft to close things out for the batting order here. One away, a runner on. Second hit of the game for the Pirates. And Rufino now trying to protect that 1-0 lead. Strike number one is going to be the call. So it's strike number one. Pitch on the way. Or sorry, that's the pickoff. He'll be safe. Once again, we welcome you our second year of broadcasting here on the Dodgers Network. And again, it becomes a Twilight League network. We bring you playoff baseball here from Riverfront Park. Last year we did not. We only brought you the championship series. And that was it. That one, ground ball. Second base, number one. Here's the double play at first. Wow, and what a way to put an end to that inning. As that will be the end of the top half of the second, we go bottom two, 1-0 New Britain, in control. And we get set bottom half of the second inning coming up. And the Hurricanes now batting Nestor Velazquez. Velazquez coming to bat. He's been here before. Every team making the playoffs this year, as well as last year. Double elimination format. Strike number one to open things up here in the bottom half of the second. With this format, the bottom four teams of the league standings start in the elimination bracket with an automatic first loss. These two teams finished bottom four, throw on to first, they get the out, and they will put away one in this inning. So Velazquez is sat down. This brings up John Alemán. So Alemán comes to bat. And the pitch takes it inside, but it'll be called a strike. So with one strike to him, here comes the 0-1. Swung on and missed strike number two. And Alemán not exactly handling this. Kane's looking to just put this one away, and strike three, they got him. And the Pirates with a quick two outs here in the bottom half of the second. Number seven inning games here. continuation of the format. Both these teams finish bottom four. They'll start with an automatic first loss. From then on, these four teams that finish bottom four in the standings are going to play do-or-die games in the elimination bracket. Tomorrow, the regular bracket begins. Strike number one there. The two division winners getting first-round byes. Those were the Terryville Black Sox and the Arch 2 Indians. Let me strike two. Glastonbury coming in last place, so starting away. If New Britain holds to this lead, they will advance in the elimination bracket. They'll still have that one loss, but they will continue on to the next game. They'll play the loser of tomorrow's games. They'll play one of the losers of those games. That one, left field, it'll be caught. So three outs there. We go to the next inning. It's on to number three. 1-0, your score here from Glastonbury. And so the Pirates, eager to lead off the top half of the third. Top half of the third inning.
We're not making it a single leg.
This brings up number 12. That'll be Evan Chamberlain. He'll be followed by Tyler Rice and Zach Kloft. That's the do-up for this inning. First pitch to Chamberlain. Takes it strike number one. And these pitchers moving fast here in this first game. Top of the third inning. On the way is strike number two, and they are moving quick here. So here in Glastonbury, a scenic view of, I believe, the Connecticut River along at the ballpark. He doesn't go. It's in the dirt. Ball number one. So a nice view of the Connecticut River here from just the park part of the park. The baseball field still near the river, near the boathouse, in fact, and overlooking the rest of the park. Now be called strike three. So with one away, this brings up Tyler Rice. Rice will be followed by Kloft. And Rice is ready to go here with one away in the top half of the third inning. Top of the third. And Glastonbury. Here's the pitch on the way. And that'll be high and inside, ball number one. That one is chopped high. Third baseline, getting under it. They'll make the grab. It's out number two, and this brings up Zach Kloft. He's batting ninth in the rotation today, or actually, I believe, tenth. No, he is batting ninth. So the Hurricanes up top by one here in the top half of the third and looking to get out of it. Once they hit the fourth, that'll be the midway inning, and they'll have another three to go after that. Again, playing seven innings, fifth, sixth, seventh, hoping to get out 1-0. Oh, right off the pitcher. Here comes the first baseman, the pitcher closing in. Is he there? He's safe. And that is a well-earned hit right there. I'm going to try and challenge that one, but I think that's a well-earned base hit right there. This will bring up Alan Nunez. He will be safe over at first. And Rufino Santiago, he got hit. That came right back up the middle, but it was good on him to hustle his way down over to first base. Threw it over to the first baseman, who is number 17 in Kenny Noyola. Noyola was able to flip it back to him, but just not on time, and maybe by a hair. That was a close call to make. At least from my angle, close call. Getting set to play with two away, a runner on first. Second base hit of the game for the Pirates. Throw on the way, it'll be ball number one. Rufino Santiago. Again, both of these bottom four teams. Only two will survive today. They won't play tomorrow, but they will play Wednesday. Right now they're playing just to continue to play on. If you started in that top six, or you finished top six in the league, so there's ball three. If you finish top six, you don't have to worry about not being able to play on the next day. You get two guaranteed. It's a little bit rougher on this end of the schedule. Do or die. Called ball number four. They'll walk him, and two will go on. And Santiago may be losing his cool a little bit out there. He might be fatigued from pitching the first two innings so well, or at least 2 2/3 innings so well. This brings up Josue Lopez. Lopez has been an impact player on this team for some of the year. And he's looking to try and drive in the tying run with the tying run on second, the go-ahead on first, and some padding standing at the plate. Chop ground ball. It goes right to Santiago, who throws it over to first. What a play. A jumping catch on the mound. And that will put away this half inning. We go bottom half of the third. It remains 1-0. Hurricanes in control. So here comes Chris Alemán to lead off the bottom half of the third inning. Hurricanes got a good start back in that first inning. A couple of walks and a solid hit. Drove in a run. And so far, it's been a close game. It's been 1-0 the whole way. Remember tomorrow, back here at Riverfront. Then Wednesday, a split at Riverfront and Muzzy. We'll see which games we'll be at. Possibly Muzzy for the winner bracket games. And Sear throws the opening pitch of the inning. Call the strike. And after Wednesday, Thursday is, I believe, the next set of games here at Riverfront. Friday, a rain date. If no rain through the week, Friday, Saturday, Sunday will all be off days. That one up the first base side should be a base hit. So the third base hit for the home team here. And this will bring up Rafi Gonzalez. Rafael Gonzalez stands in. And time will be called. And a beautiful night here in Glastonbury to open up the tournament. Another game following this one. That'll be right here on the Dodgers Network as we become the Twilight League Network. For the end of the night, we broadcast all the home Weathersfield Dodgers games. And then we'll try to bring you as much of the playoffs as we can. Again, time is called for a second time. And if you are the Pirates, you're down by one third inning. Just a little bit ways away from that midway inning here. Pitch on the way is going to be high, ball number one. Runner on first, so they've already gotten the go-ahead, and an insurance run stands on first, and even more insurance for the lead is standing at the plate in Gonzalez. Pickoff attempt at first, it's no good, as he'll be safe at first. Alemán stands in at first base. Next game, I believe, is Southington. And he gets him right in the back. And again, another hit batsman. Another hit batsman for New Britain. That is two tonight. And Sear lacking in control. Here comes number 12. It's number 12 coming to the plate. That'll be Matt Martinez. So Martinez stands in at the plate, two on, nobody out. A lot, big opportunity for a big play. Call the strike. Interesting dimensions here for this field. 315 feet on either pole and 380 feet dead center. So a good possibility for maybe a good shot in the outfield. That one fouled back. So it has been known that it's difficult to hit a home run here, and you wonder if on Wednesday when Terryville gets to play, I believe Great Falls gets to play tomorrow. Once Terryville and Great Falls play, are they going to be hitting home runs here? That one will go as a wild pitch for ball number one, and runners will advance to second and third. So there are two runners in scoring position with one ball. A 1-2 count now for Matt Martinez. Martinez will be followed by Keon Downs, then Mike G, then it's Kenny Noyola, Nestor Velazquez, John Alemán, and Nick Alemán. Sorry, I believe Nick Rodriguez. Here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled back. Still a 1-2 count. Pirates looking to get just that first out of this half inning. Time is called again. 1-2 count still. Hurricanes trying to stay alive, as are the Pirates this evening. Pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. They'll get the K. So one away here in the inning, but still two runners in scoring position and a big mess for Tyler Sear. This brings up Keon Downs. And Downs will step in and come to the plate. And so, getting set. It's Downs at the plate. Pitch on the way. Swings. It goes off the first baseman. Second baseman is there. No flip over to first, and a run is going to score. So a run will score. No outs, and that's got to be another error. Time will be called, and we'll take a quick break. It's 2-1, one away, and another error from Glastonbury. It's 2-0 Hurricanes. So back at the plate, it's number 23. Pitch on the way, and he cracks it. Going foul territory, first base side. That'll be called out of play. So one strike here. Kane's up two now. And for the Pirates, you're down by two now when you thought you would be down by one only. You thought you'd get out of this inning quickly. And the Hurricanes have really dragged this one out. That'll be ball number one. They could have had that second out, but there was just no flip. And by the time he got to the plate, I mean, the second baseman was looking at the first baseman the entire time and only threw it to him once the runner had crossed the bag. The pickoff attempt is no good. They could have easily had two away here in this inning and been one away from getting to the fourth. Unfortunately, that is not the route they took. Pitch on the way. That will be inside for another ball. Time again, and they'll change the ball that is in play. So a 2-1 count, one away, and runners on the corners. One is 90 feet from home. And called strike number two. And the pitch as the runner goes. That is lasered into the outfield. Here comes one. Looking to round third as the throw comes in from the infield. They'll hold the runners at first and second, but another run is going to score. So now a 3-0 game here in the third. This will bring up Kenny Noyola, the first baseman. And Kenny Noyola standing in at the plate now. That'll be ball number one. That one lined. Shortstop's going to get it. Throw to second for one. First, they're going to get two. So that will put away this half inning. So we're through 3 innings. It's 3-0 Hurricanes. And we settle in for the top half of the fourth inning. A 3-0 score, and the lights come on here at Riverfront Park. Pirates down by 3 in a winner-go-home situation. This brings up number 20, Ish Bolarin. Bolarin standing in here. Top half of the fourth. Overall, big inning for the Hurricanes in the third. Strike one going to be called to Bolarin. Big inning back in the third. Got it started in the first with one. They put up two in the third, and I'm expecting a little something in maybe the sixth or seventh. Ball number one, and that evens the count. I'm also expecting the Pirates not going out without a fight. They've had quite a good offensive showcase in some of the games we've seen them. 2-1 count, pitch on the way. Called strike number two. So a 2-2 count. That'll be ball number three. So with the 3-2 count. That'll be ball number four, and Bolarin will take the walk. So Bolarin will take the walk. It brings up Dan Beccaro. Beccaro looking to get on base. That'll be ball number one. Good start for Beccaro's at bat. And he will be safe. Pickoff attempt won't go. That one is shot high infield. Second baseman gets under it, and that'll be one away. So number four in Jeff Boyce comes to the plate. One on, one away. Boyce batting in a tough spot, down three in the fourth, the midway inning tonight. That one is swung on. That'll be strike number one. And that should be another ball. So two strikes. Pickoff attempt, no good. And the pitch, low in the dirt before it gets to the plate, ball number one. So we have a 1-2 count, runner on, one away. Now it is fouled off. Here comes the 1-2. Swung on, and it's shot left field. Getting under it is the fielder. So two away, one on, and it's Charlie Danaher at the plate.
Hey, Doc.
And Danaher just looking for a way out. And here comes, nope, it's going to step off the bag, take a little time. And the Hurricanes that'll be strike number one. That'll be ball number one, and even the count. One apiece here. So a 1-1 count, runner on. Two away, shot, left field. The right fielder gets under it, puts it away. We go to the bottom of the inning. So we'll go to the bottom of the fourth. It's 3-0 Hurricanes. And so now it'll be number two to lead things off here in the bottom half of the inning, Nestor Velazquez. So Velazquez will lead off the bottom half of the fourth. He takes the first pitch, tries to lay down a bunt. Goes on the dirt. And here comes the second pitch of the at-bat. Swung on and missed. Here comes the 0-2. So a 1-2 count. Swung on, chopped, shortstop, throw to first. No, not going to be on time. So that should be another hit. This will bring up number three and John Alemán. So Alemán standing in. Bottom four, one on, nobody away. Lights finally on here at the park. Called strike number one. Good start to the at-bat from the Glastonbury perspective. Trying to get to the fifth inning, get to those final three. Where the Canes can hopefully hold on to this 3-0 lead. Runner goes. Though it's going to go as a wild pitch, but called a strike. But the runner is going to get to third with nobody out. So the batter tips it on the swing. As he checked his swing, he tipped it. It got away from the catcher. Runner gets to third, but an 0-2 count. So an interesting opening here to this fourth inning. Runner 90 feet from home with nobody away, and the second batter of the inning. Here comes the 0-2. Inside. Checks his swing. Did he go? No, he didn't. Ball number one. So the 1-2 count. Pitch on the way. Inside and low. Ball number two. Runner holds at first. Or sorry, runner holds at third. So a 2-2 count. 3-0 lead for the Hurricanes tonight. Hurricanes have been commanding the game since that first inning. Swung on, that's going to go foul and way out of play. Here's the pitch. Oh, and he gets him. That is the third time today. So runners will be landed at the corners, and Sear just can't seem to control his pitches. I believe that may be the third hit batsman of the day. All of them on New Britain. Sorry, I'm just opening another game ball here. So we've got a game ball ready for the umpires here. Nobody out. Runners on the corners. Pitch on the way to open the next at-bat. It's skied. Catcher going to get under it. Does he make the grab? No. Strike number one. This is for, I believe, Nick Rodriguez here. Number seven. So Rodriguez at the plate. And getting set. And here comes the 0-1. Skied. It's going high infield. Runners are likely not to tag. Caught in the infield. So one away here. Two on. This brings up Chris Aleman. It's been a good start for the Canes so far. Last time we saw them again, they won that walk-off comeback against the Arch 2 Indians back at Dunkin' Donuts Park. They're looking to try and continue the winning ways. Although they did finish bottom four in the league, so not exactly a fantastic first season. But they are here in the playoffs. Strike number one. And the throw. And they're going to catch him in a rundown. Throw to second. Throw home. He's going to be safe. Throw to second. Everyone's going to be safe. And the throw is, in fact, going to get away. A run is going to score and a runner on third. That is the wildest way to get out of a rundown I've ever seen. And that will put a fourth run on the board. That is crazy. So a runner on third, a 4-0 lead for the Hurricanes now. The runner on third was just able to take off while the runner at first, number three, that was John Aleman, was in the rundown. Weirdest ways to get out that situation. Takes that one for a ball and a 1-1 count. And here we go. High and away. It gets away. The runner will hold. So it got away from the catcher. Should be 2-1. That'll be ball number three. So a 3-1 count. Glastonbury still in a pickle here. Pitch on the way. Swung on. High pop-up catcher going to get under it. Does he make it? He does. So two away here, and Aleman gets sat down for Rafi Gonzalez. So with an 0-0 count, two away. Rafi Gonzalez, the outfielder from New Britain. Only one person on this team is not from New Britain as they take strike one. And that would be Tyler Pina from Plainville. Only player on this club not from New Britain. Everybody else is from New Britain. Skies it. And that will be caught by the right fielder. End of the inning. So we'll head to the top half of the fifth. It's 4-0 Canes. And so we're back here again. It'll be number 12. And that will be Evan Chamberlain. So Chamberlain stands to bat. Chop ground ball, foul, strike one. Top of the fifth, three innings to go here from Glastonbury. And some of the other teams now finally showing up. Southington, the aftershock, beginning to show up. They're another bottom four team. Going to be ball number one. So an even count here. Called ball number two. And Ruffino not quite able to close out this at-bat. He gets strike two, so a 2-2 count. He evens it up. Santiago trying to pull off just his first win. So it looks like a little joke from the batter. And the pitch, swung on, ground ball, third baseman, fires to first, he gets the out. So one away, and this brings up number 11 in Tyler Rice. Zach Kloft will bat, and that'll be the bottom three of this batting rotation. One away, top half of the fifth. Canes with a 4-0 lead, and you think the Canes could just sit back and maybe put this one in cruise control and get out of this game a little quick. That's what you could think about this game. Here's the pitch. Strike number one. The offense, at least, could put it on cruise control, and the defense would have to work almost twice as hard. Ball number one. That'll even the count one apiece. That one, chop, ground ball, shortstop, fires to first, throw is high, but he tags him along the baseline. That'll be out number two. So two away and Zach Kloft to come to bat. Kloft looking to just try and get something started here in the fifth, or else it's three up, three down in this fifth inning. Final three, so they were down to their last nine outs coming into this top of the fifth. Called strike one. Close to being down to their last six. Right now they're down to seven. Pitch on the way. In the dirt, ball number one. So again, a 1-1 count. And Rufino has pitched exceptionally well tonight, not allowing too many hits. So he's allowed two. That, no, diving catch. So a diving catch there puts away the top half of the fifth. We go to the bottom of the fifth. It's 4-0 New Britain. So as the end to game number one of the playoffs is drawing near, take a look at the stats tonight. Four hits for New Britain, two for Glastonbury, and two errors on Glastonbury, none on New Britain. New Britain also leads 4-0, bottom of the fifth. Number 12 comes to bat. That's Matt Martinez. So Martinez comes into the plate and ready to play ball. Pitch from Sear. Called strike one. And Sear, I think for now, would assume it to be all business from here. Down by four, winner go home. Final two innings when you next get to bat. Strike number two off, a swing and a miss. It came out of the catcher's glove. But you think if this is maybe your last game of the season, you pitch only business in those final three innings. This is his first appearance in the final three innings, as it's the bottom of the fifth. 0-2 on the way. Swung on and missed. Strike three. And a quick three pitches puts him down. Another three, and there'll be two down, and then another, and we'll be out of the fifth and on to the sixth. Here comes number 13 in Keon Downs. New Britain has had quite the game. Quite a few hits, a few errors, and a few hit batsmen, and I believe Keon Downs is one of them. Three of those in today's game. A lot of hit batters. Called a strike, and again, that's his fourth in a row right there. Or fourth in a row in this inning, at least. 0-1 on the way. Called strike two. He is in the zone right now. 0-2 count again. Looking to get away from Downs. 0-2 on the way. Called ball number one. And that will break up the streak there. Five straight strikes to be interrupted by one ball. Still a phenomenal start to the fifth inning. Phenomenal start to the bottom of the fifth. Throws it again. Chopped up the middle. Back to the shortstop. Who throws to first. They get the out. Good start for the Pirates. Two away. This brings up Mike. And the Pirates are this close to closing out the fifth and moving into the sixth. They need a lot of luck if they want to win this one, but even then, looking to get out of this one. Pitch on the way. Outside. Ball number one. So a 1-0. Here's the 1-0 on the way from Sear. Called strike number one. So far, two balls in this whole inning. Majority of the pitches being strikes. A wild start to the final three from the Pirates' defense. That went back to the shortstop. Easy throw to first. They put it away, and they will get out of this inning. So what a way to open up the fifth on the defensive side for the Pirates. We go to the sixth. We go to the sixth inning. It's 4-0 Hurricanes. And so, getting set to lead off the penultimate inning here tonight. It's back to the top of the order for the Pirates. It's Alan Nunez. So Nunez leading things off for the six. Rufino Santiago looking to hold what has been a very strong outing for him. Giving up two hits all night long. Pitch on the way. And it is shot into left. Make that three hits. That'll be the third hit of the game and a runner on quickly. This brings up Josue Lopez. He'll be followed by Ish Boren. Right now the Pirates inching closer and closer to maybe getting one across the plate. Pitch on the way. Take that ball number one. Pirates looking to survive a close encounter with the Hurricanes. Hurricanes looking to do the same. Hurricanes have been in control for the majority of the game, however, so it's going to take a lot of hard work to dig themselves out of this hole. Pitch on the way. Lopez smokes it fair. And that will put a runner on third. The runners will hold, and another base hit. And the rally has started for the Pirates. This brings up Ish Boren. And the Pirates, Josue Lopez looking for someone to take something off him there. Time called on the hill, and Santiago is now given up in back-to-back at-bats on three pitches now. Two runners in scoring position. In a four-run game, this might not seem like trouble. However, Pirates are not an ordinary team. They are able to score runs despite tonight's performance, what you might think from it. Inside for a ball. A little fake steal from Alan Nunez out at third. Lopez on second, 180 feet from home. And he smoked that ball nearly all the way to the fence. Ball number two. Boren holding strong here in the top half of the sixth inning. They've got six outs left, and they're going to make him count. Strike number one. At minimum, six at-bats left, and they're going to have to make this count. Here comes the 2-1 from Santiago. Called ball number three, and Santiago can't seem to dial it in. Here it comes. The 3-1. Low. No, they're going to call that a strike, and that is not a good call. Low in the dirt, and they're going to call it strike three. Let's call it strike two. I don't know what baseball he was looking at, but it was not the one that Santiago threw. In the dirt. Called a strike. He swings at the next pitch. Caught by the left fielder. Throws to second. They get the force. And a quick double play to retaliate on what would have been a walk. They turn it into a double play. Runner 90 feet from home. That has got to be the biggest blown call of maybe the season. That is a huge blown call. That might have just cost the game. Coming off the rally. This brings up Dan Beccaro, and I think morale right now is pretty low. A blown call turned into a double play afterwards. Low in the dirt for a ball. The umps are going to have to make that one up somehow. Unbelievable. Not umping at its finest, I'll tell you that. That one is smoked. Center field. Center fielder gets under it. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Not a game where the atmosphere is phenomenal. Blown call turned into a double play. And it may have just cost the Pirates the rest of the season. 4-0, bottom of the sixth. We'll be right back. So welcome back, and not a great atmosphere here at Riverfront anymore. As here come the Canes with Keon Downs. Or no, sorry, not Keon Downs. This is Kenny Noyola. Pitch to Noyola in the dirt, ball number one. I don't know what just happened back in the top half of this inning, but we were not watching the same game as the umps were. Ball number two and Sear pitching, I think, with a little bit of anger in there. I think for the Pirates, morale is going to be low. Ball number three. Season in jeopardy, and they might have just lost it because of the umpires. There's a 3-1 count in the dirt. They called it strike number two. There's strike number one as Noyola swings and misses at a pitch. It's 3-1. But it was a 3-1 count just like this. It was thrown in the dirt, called strike two. The next pitch was hit into center field as that one is caught by the pitcher, throws it on to first, retires Noyola. This brings up Nestor Velazquez. Again, big blown call, and next pitch hit into center field. It looked like it was going to be a base hit. Center fielder gets under it, makes a throw to second, gets Lopez out at second, two down. That immediately put two away in the inning. There's strike one. Immediately put two away in the inning. The next at bat, not quite as lucky, hit into right field. The right fielder gets under it, makes the grab, puts away the top of the sixth. So Pirates have three outs to go if they want to play on for the season. Called strike two off the foul ball. One away, nobody on. Pirates are going to need to put up at least a four spot in the seventh inning if they want to keep the season alive. Otherwise, they're going home tonight. On the way. And of Glastonbury chirping the umpire there. 2-2. It's that last pitch in the dirt. That one, slam, going, right field. Getting under it. It's caught. And the out is made. So two away here in the inning. And John Alemán to come to the plate. This has got to be arguably one of the biggest mess-ups by umpires. Strike number one. These guys deserved at least a run. Strike two. We're all going to be left wondering what could have been for the Pirates tonight. Ball number one. So we're all going to have to think what could have been and what will the Canes do in their next game if they made it through here. Would be a shame if they made it through the playoffs. Out number three out there. We'll go to the top of the final inning, possibly the end of the Pirates season. 4-0, Canes lead the way. So a new pitcher comes in for the Hurricanes. He's set to close it out. And it looks like it's going to be Mike. Sorry, this is number 25, actually. This is Joe R. I think it's Joe Rodriguez, if I am correct. I'm going to try and check the roster I have online. And he's not on the roster. So the next pitcher coming up is going to be number four. The next batter coming up is going to be number four. Checks his swing. Ball number one. So this is Jeff Boyce. It's number 25 into pitch. Swung on and missed. I believe this is Joe Rodriguez, and I was told one of the better pitchers on this team, and he's coming to close out tonight's game. Final inning, three outs to go, and I don't think New Britain winning is going to be the direct cause of the blown call, but I think New Britain winning by a 4-0 cushion, or at least I think a 4-2 cushion is going to be directly because of that blown call, and we're all going to be left wondering what could have been. Strike three on one inside and high. They did not call that. I have no idea what game the umpires are watching tonight, but we are not watching the same game. You've got to be kidding me. And again, another bad call from the umpire. And that, right there, on top of the other bad call in the last inning, might just be the end of the season. Rodriguez kicks and deals the next pitch. And it's going to be called a strike. And he's done it twice now. That's the same spot. You've got to be kidding me. Back-to-back pitches, inside and high, called strikes. Chop ground ball, second baseman, and of course they're going to get the out. Two away. Here comes Evan Chamberlain. And I so hope Chamberlain just hits a home run. Just to see one run come across. Horrible calls in the final two innings. The big blown call that led to the double play. A bad strikeout call. Another bad strike call in the last at bat. They've gone nearly back to back. Strike number one, and passionate fans. Passionate Pirates fans in the crowd tonight. Swung on, shot foul, out of play. And we are, I'm at least sad that the Pirates season ended this way. Bad calls, even the player from the Elmer's Angels, the team that's next, he was standing next to the press box. Even he realized that that was a terrible call to make. Strike three. He goes out looking, and the Canes are going to advance, and someone from the league needs to talk to these guys. Someone from the league has to talk to them. Those were just awful. But going down 4-0, that will end the game. So that ends the game 4-0, and I hope these guys are able. I hope these guys have an escort to their cars, because I don't know, there might be somebody here. Horrible calls. I don't think they were wearing blue, I think they were wearing red tonight. But either way, 4-0 your score in the first game. 4-0 to end this. You're kidding. We thank you for listening to Game 1. We'll see you in Game 2 coming up in arguably maybe 20 minutes. And you've got to be kidding me. I seriously hope someone brought these umps and escort to the car. We'll see you next time here on the Connecticut Twilight League Network, right here from Riverfront Park, Glastonbury. 4-0, New Britain advances.